wonder what time we're leaving. Because we're going. I told you where we're going. I wonder what time we're leaving.
Out.
Yeah.
Be there right away in the morning for breakfast.
It's kind of on the way. Yeah, I'm thinking. I shouldn't be thinking on the radio. Too much silence. Kathy Shull, thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Yes, and we're going to keep this here, and I'm going to mention it a few more times throughout Saturday morning. So, yeah, because I'm going to give it a nice plug. It's Racine County, and that's what we serve, Racine County and Kenosha County as well. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, I enjoyed being here today.
Should have brought a sample breakfast with you. What's this, you know?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, should have brought a catered thing and everything. Well, I don't eat on the air, so that would be good. Kathy, thank you. And, of course, your entire family and who are hosting it this year. And I'm sure Pam Yonke is going to talk about it some more on the Farm Report.
Good.
So, thank you very much.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Oh, I love having you here. Thank you. Anytime we can talk about food, I love it. All right, coming up, we've got some more local news and timeless hits at WRJN. First, it's 8 o'clock. Here's the news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There are stormy skies and rough seas in Galveston, Texas, as people along the Gulf of Mexico brace for what's likely to become a tropical storm very soon. Surfside Beach Mayor Greg Bisso.
We've got some real unsafe beach conditions right now due to the tropical event that's happening.
Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
Strongest winds may be felt from about Galveston all the way down to Corpus Christi. Easterly winds running at around 30 to 40 miles per hour and the possibility of some gusts over 50 miles per hour.
Wildfires are raging in the west. One person's been killed. Thousands forced to flee their homes in southern New Mexico. Governor Stephanie Luan Grisham is urging them to stay away.
20,000 plus acres, 0% containment.
A heat dome is baking states from Ohio to Maine. In Pyongyang, a lavish ceremony for Russian President Vladimir Putin, who's visiting North Korea for the first time in 24 years. The two men have signed a pact. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is at the foreign desk.
The so-called strategic partnership they just signed pledges each will defend the other if attacked. But U.S. officials believe Russia, above all, wants a steady supply of North Korean weapons to use in Ukraine.
A new strain on relations between the U.S. and Israel, correspondent Cammy McCormick reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu suggested that the U.S. is withholding weapons from his country.
We generally do not know what he's talking about.
The White House says the U.S. continues to review only one shipment of 2,000-pound bombs, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
There are no other pauses, none, no other pauses or holds in place.
Some kids in Southern California may have to leave their cell phones at the school door soon. The board of the L.A. Unified School Districts approved a ban on phones in classrooms. Board member Nicholas Melvoin introduced the resolution.
This is an idea whose time has come. When I've talked to students and parents and teachers and principals, they've said thank you.
The measure still needs final approval. One of the greatest baseball players of all time has died.
There's a pitch to Willie. Swung on, hit deep to left.
Willie Mays spent one season in the Negro Leagues, then joined the Giants, where he played his way into the Hall of Fame. New York Daily News baseball writer Bill Madden.
He would have to be in the top five. He could do everything. He was a five-tool player. He could hit. He could hit with power. He could field. He could throw. And he could run.
Willie Mays was 93. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Leaders in Mount Pleasant and Racine are meeting this week to resolve a dispute about water agreements related to the Foxconn and Microsoft projects. There are accusations of contract violations and demands for updates. A woman who hit and killed a Kenosha man with her car earlier this month did not have a valid driver's license. Prosecutors have charged 37-year-old Sheila Tennant for the hit-and-run death. The city of Racine is thanking all the public servants who helped with the rally yesterday. A social media post acknowledged the work as Racine was in the national spotlight. The Mount Pleasant Momentum is today. That's a stage on the tour of America's Dairyland cycling race. Road closures are planned near Foxconn for the five-mile circuit. Garbage collection in the city of Racine is not happening today as the city observes the Juneteenth Day holiday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Marquette to play the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles will host the Wisconsin Badgers in men's college basketball, the oldest rivalry in the state. The game is set for Saturday, December 7th at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The two teams have faced each other every year since 1958. Baseball tonight, the Brewers play the Angels for the rubber match in their three-game series, the Crew winning last night 6-3. And we learned that Willie Mays died at the age of 93. Mays once hit four home runs in a game, April 1960, against the Milwaukee Braves at County Stadium, the Brewers' Pat Murphy.
That's my childhood. You know, my childhood is thinking about the guys I pulled for, you know what I mean? The guys that I, you know, like growing up, you know, I'd be in the backyard and my brothers, we were from New York, so my brothers, one brother would be the Yankees, the other brother would be the Red Sox, and I'd be the Dodgers or the Giants. And if I was the Giants, I was Willie Mays. And yeah, you know, what an icon in our game, you know, just a tremendous ball player. And, you know,
that's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 86, an afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible. A scattered shower or storm tonight with a low around 65. For Thursday, an isolated shower, otherwise partly sunny and 71. Showers and thunderstorms on your Friday with a high of 77.
Right now, it's 80.
We've had 12 people on the moon. Ever since we've done that, you hear about people who get upset about little things in their life. And they blame the fact that we've been on the moon for their problems. As if there's a possible tie-in, you know? Like if their phone cord is all tangled up, they can put a man on the moon. But they can't make a damn phone cord that won't bunch up. They can put a man on the moon! Maybe if we never did that, they'd be happy, huh? Isn't that phone cord driving you crazy? Oh, nah. We haven't even had a man on the moon yet. Why would I let something like this bother me? I think life's a bowl of cherries.
Say good morning to Jane Matinier, host of her own show on the Civic Media Radio Network, including 540 AM WAUK in Waukesha. And Jane, thanks for joining us. I do appreciate it.
Good morning, Don. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, what we're doing is when we turn to oldies here, we don't broadcast the shows anymore because you can hear them on 540, so it's just a duplication. But we like to remind people that, hey, if you listen to Jane on WRJN, you can listen to her on 540 AM, which you can hear in Racine clear as a bell. It's one of those frequencies, the lower you go on the frequency, the better the signal.
And also, too, if you download the app, you can also listen that way as well.
Yeah, so when you go to Europe on vacation to enjoy Paris and so forth, you can say, whoa, stop. It's 10 o'clock in Wisconsin. That means it's 2 in the morning here. Turn on Jane.
By the way,
here's something. I talked to somebody else about WAUK in Waukesha. They didn't know this. Do you know what the original call letters of that station were?
I have no idea.
They were WYLO. And you know what that stood for? Waylo on the dial.
540. Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, Waylo. When I first came to Wisconsin, it was WYLO. And they used to say, WYLO, Waylo, down on the dial at 540.
Oh, that's classic.
See, now you know something the rest of the world forgot. Just sharing that with you. Now, you've been in radio a long time. You're like me. We've been radio a while. And so how many, you've worked at a lot of Milwaukee radio stations.
Well, I was at one for almost 25 years. And then after that, I was there for 5 years. And then the last one I spent 7 years at.
Which was the one for 25 years?
At the Mix.
Oh, you MYX. Okay. That's right. You were there. Then you went to 93 FM. I can't think of the letters.
I went to 93.3 and then at TMJ for 7 years.
So you played basically a disc jockey most of your life. And now, totally different. Now you get to talk. No records to go to.
It is completely different, Don. And I was a little, how do I put this? I got really good at saying everything I needed to say in 90 seconds or less. So it was quite a switch having a lot of time, having 13 or 14 minutes to talk about a topic. So that was a little adjustment. But I'm really, really enjoying being here at WAUK.
Now, you do more of a, is it more of a political show?
I would say the first hour we do talk a lot about politics, and then in the second hour I like to lighten things up a little bit, and we do we have a segment called Beyond the Cheese, where we like to talk about industries in Wisconsin beyond the dairy industry and beyond agriculture, but we've done we've talked to cranberry farmers and hazelnut growers, and we talked to a guy in Lake Geneva who makes really high end turntables. So there's all these little gems about Wisconsin that I love learning about with the audience.
And I've been living here since 1980 in Wisconsin. I came from big cities, but I love it out here. And if you were to ask my family, we're all from New York City, and my mother and father lived their entire life not more than 20, 25 miles from the place they were born. They didn't move there. They lived there anyplace else. When they retired, they went to Florida for a couple of years. Then they moved to Racine. And my brother lives in Kenosha now. If you were to ask me back in the 60s that my entire family would be living in Wisconsin one day, we would have said, what, have you lost your marbles? No way we're moving to that hick state. Turns out it's a beautiful place. My mother and father loved it here. My brother loves it here with his family. And so, when you get that snobby, big city, attitude when you live on the East Coast. But I love this place. And that's why I lived the last 40 some odd years here.
So. That's wonderful to hear, and I completely agree with you. I always thought, too, when I was younger, I wanted to move to the big, because I'm from Hartford, so my hometown was 8,000 people when I was growing up, small town. And I want to go to New York, or I want to go to Los Angeles, and it just didn't work out that way, and I couldn't be happier that I stayed in Wisconsin. I spent a couple of years in Minnesota when I went to school, and I had my first radio job there, and then moved to Wisconsin and moved back home, I should say, and I have never been happier.
So you're a local yokel?
I am.
Okay, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to hold it against you. No, that's good.
Oh, good.
That's great. Okay, so when you do talk politics, do you take phone calls?
Yes, we do.
Okay. What's the feeling out there now? I mean, I've never seen a country more divided when it comes to politics. What's the feeling you get on the phones?
Well, I think there's a lot of frustration with coverage, and I think that there are some people who will never accept facts over feelings. And I don't know how to change that except to talk about things honestly and discuss them. And facts matter. And there are just things, some things that are not up for dispute, like Donald Trump lost the 2020 election. It has been litigated over and over again. And he lost. And yet we had him in Racine yesterday in your backyard saying how he won in 2020, even bigger than he did in 2016. That's just not true.
You know what, though? I don't think he believes it. I believe he's telling his followers that it's true, and they believe it. But, I mean, he's not a stupid person. He's a smart guy. And I think that he knows what really happened. But I don't think he'll admit it. So,
but that's almost worse, isn't it?
You there?
Yes. Isn't that almost worse, Don?
Yeah, but what bothers me most is the people that kind of condemned him when all this was going on. You got Mitch McConnell who condemned him. But now they're all shaking his hand saying, yes, we want you as president. But yet Mitch McConnell stood there on the Senate floor and said that Donald Trump was responsible for the January 6th uprising in Washington. But now he's shaking his hand and wants him as president. I know they do it because it's politics and you got to shake hands. You got to go with the party. You got to go with the flow. I understand that. But don't you have a conscience at night when you go to sleep? Some people do. Who's the guy from Utah?
Senator Mitt Romney?
Mitt Romney. Got a conscience. And he showed it. Also,
right.
And who's the, I can't forget, Lynn Cheney. Another person with a conscience.
Yes, Liz Cheney. But then you've got someone like Lindsey Graham who said at the very beginning, if we elect Donald Trump, we will be destroyed and we will deserve it. And he had one golf game with Donald Trump and completely changed his tune.
No, I'll tell you when he changed his tune. He was in the airport, Reagan National Airport, and people were chasing him and he got scared. That's the day he changed his tune. He said, he was afraid.
Oh, yeah. And I think, unfortunately, and that's a pretty frightening indictment that we have politicians who are afraid of their own constituents.
Yeah. And, you know, I understand both sides. You know, I had relatives who were conservatives, and they just thought the liberals were moving way too fast without paying attention on certain subjects. And, of course, the liberals say, what, are you going to live in the past? So I understand both sides. Both sides have, you know, good points. I just have a problem with a guy convicted of 34 felonies being president of the United States and also lost his case on a sexual assault case. Something rubs me wrong about it. I watched too much Dateline to know that that's not a good thing.
There you go, getting informed again, Don. Life is so much easier if we can just float through life without dipping in too seriously or too deeply into subjects. But I agree with you. I find that very troublesome. And there are a number of other things I find extremely troublesome, especially, among the Republican Party. They have been waiting for 2 years to put up a plaque honoring the Capitol police officers who were injured and killed on January 6th. They can't even agree that those men and those women who defended the Capitol that day are heroes. I think that's really troublesome.
Well, and there was some like Marjorie Taylor Greene, that ilk, Matt Gaetz, that ilk of the Republican Party that is not really the Republican Party. They're off on their own. They're the MAGA group. But there are some Republicans in the Senate and the House that are logical thinkers, and there are some. I don't think Mike Johnson is that horrible a House leader. He knows the score. He had to deal with President Biden, had to make deals with him, almost cost him his job. But he knows, and I whether you agree with him or not, he's a logical thinker to some degree. Hey, hold on, Jane. I got to take a quick break here. You know how those work, don't you?
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on. Jane Mattenair is here. Mattenair on air, 10 o'clock to noon every morning on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can hear her on WAUK AM 540. Or if you're traveling around the state, there's Civic Media. There's only one small little part of Wisconsin you can go in and not hear Civic Media on the radio, and that's the upper right-hand corner of the state. Otherwise, you can see Civic Media on the radio, or you can listen to the Civic Media app. Hold on. Jane Mattenair, my guest. We'll talk more with Jane in just a moment here at WRJN. You keep it here.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
These sounds can only mean one thing. Fest.
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Want to see your family smile? Then be sure to visit O&H Danish Bakery, because all this week, O&H is featuring their fabulous freezer torts. These sensational cake creations are scratch-made, hand-decorated, and are available in your favorite varieties. O&H's cakes are moist and delicious, so be sure to stop in and pick your family's favorites. While there, grab a few Bavarian bee stings, too. They're just $5 each all week. O&H Danish Bakery, in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN, Big Deals.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
We're talking to Jane Matinere, host of Matinere on Air, every weekday morning. You don't work weekends anymore, do you?
I do not. Once in a while, I do the farmer's market, which I love.
Okay.
We have a great farmer's market here in Waukesha, but no more 6-day-a-week air shifts anyway.
Do you know when I first got started in radio in, I hate to tell you, 53 years ago, I was a janitor at the station. They wanted to know if I wanted to work overnight. It was a rock and roll station on Long Island, and they 7 nights a week, midnight to 6.
7 nights a week.
Not only that, I cleaned the radio station between 5 and 8 and went to Hofstra University all day long.
Wow, you must have really wanted to be in radio, my friend.
Well, I started to crack after a while because I wasn't getting any sleep. So they made me full time and gave me cut down the number of overnights I was working. Didn't cut down the janitor job. That I kept.
Well, you must have been doing a really fine job then, Don.
So, let me tell you, real quick.
Kudos to you.
Years later, I'm in Atlanta. I'm working at WSB, big station in Atlanta, and the guy who I worked for is now the voice of the New York Islanders. And the Atlanta Flames was an NHL team. He was in town. So we went out to dinner, and he said, you got to tell you something here. You were my Cinderella story. He said, nobody in all the years we had that three-story building, it was a three-story office building, nobody cleaned it better than you. He said that the desks were cleaned. All the ashes were off these desks every day. The ashtrays were wiped clean. He said, nobody did it better than you. We've never able to hire a janitor. Well, I said, I'm still available.
Yep, if you can squeeze it in. And that's so funny that you mentioned the ashes because, yes, people used to smoke inside the studios.
That's right.
If you can imagine.
We had a ribbon microphone, and it was yellow and brown. From when I worked in Milwaukee at WECW, remember that station 103.7?
I do.
We had a studio on Capitol Drive. When we moved to downtown, they pulled the desk away, and the white wall was brown because you could see where the desk was. It wasn't. It was white. And Thank goodness they got away with smoking in the building. I can't believe it. People used to smoke on the air, blow the smoke right through the microphone.
Absolutely. And I just can't. I always think about what that did to the equipment and how bad it was for all that equipment, and especially the microphones, like you said. I actually had a news guy once. He was right outside the studio, was his station, and we're on the air, and all of a sudden he starts screaming, "Oh, ow, ow, ow!" And he had knocked the cherry off of his cigarette, and it landed in his lap and Good. Burned a hole through his underwear.
Good. Good. Serves him right. You know, I'm just looking around here. I lost my pen. Oh, here it is, back here. I wanted to write something down here. Where's the pen? You know, we still use pens and paper on the air. I don't know about you. A lot of stuff is on computer, but I still have to write stuff down occasionally while I'm talking to people.
I always do that, Don. I have a pen in my hand all the time.
Well, I got to remember because I want to say something, and if I don't write it down, I'll forget all about it. So I just wanted to write that down. Okay, so today, any particular topic today we'll be listening for at 10 o'clock?
Well, today is Juneteenth, obviously, yeah. And we are going to be talking to Angela Lang, who is the executive director of BLOC, which is Black Leaders Organizing Communities. So we're going to talk about, first of all, Juneteenth and what efforts they are doing within the Black community in Milwaukee and what the attitude is heading into the November election. And then every Wednesday from 11:30 to 12, we do a segment called Public Cervix Announcement, and we're joined by an OBGYN, Dr. Laura Hanks, and people can call in with their questions, with their health-related questions. It doesn't have to be all gynecological-related, but we've covered lots of different things. And I think today one of the things we're going to talk about is hydration and the dangerous heat.
Yes. Yes. Not everybody's got an air conditioner.
Well, when I was driving in this morning, Don, I passed a crew that was setting up to do a roofing job today.
Oh.
And all I could think of was, you poor guys. Oh, my gosh. It gets so hot up there.
Well, yeah, and it's hot here, but this is manageable to some degree. You go down to, like, California, some of the southern states, where it's 112 and 115. It is hot.
I have a brother in Arizona who loves to text me like in January and when we're about 10 below or whatever, and my brother will text me and say, "Hey, I'm sitting in the pool right now." And I said, "Well, enjoy it now, because in 10 years when it's 135 degrees in Phoenix, you're going to be back here."
Yeah, and they don't have any lawns in there. They have gravel on their front yards in Phoenix.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
My daughter lives in Florida. And when it snows, she goes, "Oh, here you're getting the snowstorm. You know, I'm going to shovel the snow, and it'll be gone in 2 hours. When you get the hurricane, it's going to take you weeks to replace the roof on your house. So don't tell me about my snow. That'll be gone in an hour. I'll just shovel it out."
Yeah,
but that roof off your house will be gone. You'll believe me. I'd rather have the snow.
Not to mention alligators that can eat your pets.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yes.
You know, snakes and other big creepy crawly things. Oh, and let's not forget the boa constrictors in the Everglades, but maybe that's just me.
I went to an alligator farm once in Florida, and there were millions of these alligators, and they're behind the fence, but when they open their mouths and they hiss, I said, "Whoa, that's kind of scary."
That's creepy. That it just creeps me out.
All right, just quick reminder. Now, all the civic media hosts you were used to listening to on WRJN are still on the air. They didn't go bye-bye. They're not on the unemployment line. They're still working.
They have not yet.
They have gainful employment. In radio, you never know.
Exactly.
They have gainful employment. And one of them is Jane Matinere, who's been on the air for years in Milwaukee. She knows the cities. She knows Wisconsin. And she is going to still be on the air 10 a.m. to noon on WAUK AM 540. And that follows Earl Ingram, who's on in just a few minutes. He'll be on the air. Actually, he's on now. It's past 8 o'clock.
He is on now, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Earl Ingram. And so, but you can also listen to Jane on the Civic Media app and all the stations on the Civic Media app. So there's always a place for you to listen to Jane Matinere. And she's got the experience in radio. I'm telling you. Go ahead.
And I just want to give a shout out to the Racine the Racine Theater Guild and also to the 6th Street Theater. I've done stuff with both of those groups for many, many years, and I love and adore them.
Yesterday morning on the air for an hour was Jocelyn Fish, who's the marketing director of the Racine Theater Guild.
They're fantastic.
They're on every month with us talking about their shows right down the road here, Racine Theater Guild. Do you ever act on stage before?
I have. Oh, I used to act. I acted for years. I did shows with the Guild and with the Sixth Street Theater and Over Our Head Players. It got too hard done as my hours got earlier. When I was at TNJ, I was getting up at like 3:30 in the morning. Mm. I can't rehearse past 7 o'clock, or I will be falling asleep on stage.
Mm. Yeah, my mother used to say when I was a kid, I used to act up all the time. But I don't. I think she meant misbehave. I don't think she meant act. You're always acting up when you were a kid. Oh, really? I don't mean that in a good sense. So anyway, Jane, thank you very much. I know you got show prep to do and get ready. So thank you very much for joining me, Jane Matinee. Thank you very much on the Civic Media app and also on WAUK AM 540 in just 90 minutes from now. Thank you, Jane.
Thanks, Don.
Bye-bye. All right, more coming up at 8:30 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is Juneteenth, which marks the day in 1865 when the last enslaved people in the United States were told they were free. The Juneteenth flag flies over the Wisconsin Capitol in Madison today until sunset. A ceremony yesterday marked the progress Black Americans have made and the challenges they still face. Donald Trump singing Milwaukee's praises at a campaign stop in Racine yesterday after calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week.
They say, oh, he doesn't like Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. I said, you got to fix the crime. We all know that. You got to make sure the election's honest. But I'm the one that picked Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee crime rate actually fell last year. The Republican National Convention is in about a month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a show of Republican unity in Racine yesterday. Two former governors, congressmen, plus the U.S. Senate candidate joined former President Trump on stage for the rally at Festival Park. Thousands packed the lakefront grounds for an address that went over an hour. Protesters in the dozens gathered for a demonstration at Monument Square. The woman that hit and killed a Kenosha man with her car earlier this month didn't have a valid license to drive anywhere. Kenosha County prosecutors have charged 37-year-old Sheila Tenen for the hit-and-run death of Troy Wolfengard on June 8th. Tenen didn't have a Wisconsin driver's license, and her Illinois license was suspended. In court yesterday, she claimed she thought she struck a carpet, but it actually dragged Wolgefart's body for blocks. Racers are taking on Racine County roads today. The Mount Pleasant Momentum is a stage of the Tour of America's Dairyland Cycling Race, and it takes over roads near the interstate. Cyclists nationwide are competing in the 11-day event spanning southeastern Wisconsin. Road closures are planned near Foxconn for the 5-mile circuit that starts at Wisconn Valley Way. A reminder that garbage collection in the city of Racine isn't happening today, as the city observes the Juneteenth Day holiday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 86, an afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible. A scattered shower or storm tonight with a low around 65. For Thursday, an isolated shower, otherwise partly sunny and 71. Showers and thunderstorms on your Friday with a high of 77. Currently, 78 degrees.
I stuck in some traffic on the highway coming here, and it ended up being somebody's overheated car out in the middle of the highway just sitting there. I don't understand that. I don't understand a car that's in that bad a shape. You couldn't get that to the shoulder? What kind of car breaks down that quickly? Break out of here right now! If your car breaks down in the middle of the road, the penalty for that should be, I really believe every city should have a big helicopter with a cable that dangles and a magnet on the bottom. And all it should do is pick up hunky rust box jalopies right off of the highway and toss them off over in the grass somewhere. Good luck with your problems over there. The rights of the thousands of motorists behind you must supersede whatever additional damage we're doing. Spin it into a field with the people in it. Oh!
Asking me,
stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare you to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come.
And timeless hits at WRGN with Three Dog Night. Mama told me not to come. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Juneteenth day today, Wednesday morning, and I've got tickets to give away. They're going to have a celebration, a Summer of Soul movie at the Genesee Theater. That's in Illinois, right over the border in Genesee. The Genesee Theater, and it's coming there tomorrow. One show only, 7 p.m., it's a music documentary. It got a 99% rating at Rotten Tomatoes. Stevie Wonder, B.B. King, Gladys Knight. It's the Summer of Soul. I've got a family four-pack tickets if you'd like to go tomorrow night. Free. I'd like to go to the movies free. Summer of Soul is a one-shot deal at the Genesee Theater in Illinois. Wow. Summer of Soul with all big-name stars. You want to go? I got a family four-pack of tickets waiting for you right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. That's 262-634-9756. Even if you won recently, you can win again this time, all right? Give us a call, 262-634-WRJN. Phone lines are open. We'll give you a family four-pack of tickets to the Genesee Theater for tomorrow night, Summer of Soul.
We'll be right back.
congratulations to Manuel Tickets. We gave him tickets to go see Summer of Soul at the Genesee Theater. And also Annette, we gave her a prize as well. Yeah, we always like to give prizes away to people. Down in the Boondocks, Billy Joe Royal.
Down in the Boondocks.
Girls, Seals and Crofts. What, 73 for that song? I think it was 1973. It's 8:49 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits on a, what is today, Wednesday, Juneteenth Day today. Yeah, Corey Hartman's in at 9 o'clock this morning, filling in for Cindy Huber, and then Rick Johnson's going to be filling in later on today at 2 o'clock for Kurt Vollman. Everybody's on vacation except me. All right. A survey came up with the official list of signs we're all getting old. Are you ready? There you go. Feeling stiff. Groaning when you bend down. I started doing that recently. Saying, it wasn't like this when I was young. I think I said that recently. Not recognizing any songs in the top 10. I'm afraid to listen. Hating noisy bars and restaurants. Talking a lot about your day-to-day aches and pains. I do that all the time. Choosing clothing and shoes for comfort over style. Now, I was never a fashion plate, so I have to admit that. Thinking cops, teachers, and doctors look young. They do. Finding you have no idea what young people are talking about. And here's one L. Well, I'm talking about something, and recently I did this. I said, boy, you remember when that movie Ghostbusters came out in 1984? The person said to me, I wasn't born yet. What do you mean, 1984? You weren't born yet? Oh, my goodness gracious. Ghostbusters came out after? And you were born after Ghostbusters? I said, whoa. This is kind of scary. Hey, sunshine. This morning, some afternoon showers, a possibility with a high near 85. Cloudy chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 64. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 72. Right now, it's sunny and 79 degrees in Radio Park. Don't forget, the Brewers take on the Angels tonight on the West Coast, 8 p.m. here on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with EZ Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at EZ Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in Southeast Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Cupcakes. Look at the shoes.